Hey, you know, you're talking about Obama being in touch with the common man.
I was.
You just did a story about it. Just nobody's in touch with the common man anymore. You know what the common man is? Common man is a person who can't make ends meet. That's what he just said. Didn't you say that?
No, I said... That's what he said.
Thank you so much for that. Okay. Now let's go to this report. Jill Cataldo. Jill, I saw you in the news, and you are in Huntley, Illinois.
Yes, that's right.
Jill, you have a way to feed your family. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they do this thing on the Sun-Times. And they talk about how people are making ends meet today because of the economy and the gas and the suckiness of the world around us, right?
That's correct.
And Jill Cataldo, I'm going to quote this and you can tell me how this works.
Okay.
You spend $65 a week to feed your family of five.
Yes.
Not just food.
Everything.
Diapers,
yes.
Shampoo, razors,
laundry soap, dish soap, everything.
All total, once again, $65 a week.
That's right.
How do you do that?
I use the grocery game.
What's that?
It's a website online that basically tracks your sales at, I go to Jewel, you know, and it tells you what when things are cheap and when to buy them, essentially.
What?
Okay. Here's how it works. The stores, you know, my father-in-law says all the time, he goes, how come a can of chili is a dollar this week and the next week it's $2.39?
Yeah.
Because that's the game. Everything in the store is at its lowest price point once every 12 weeks. So the whole theory behind it is when it's at its lowest point, you buy enough to last 12 weeks if it's non-perishable. And when you use coupons from the paper, you're also stacking that against store discounts to get things very, very cheap, like the cereal in the paper.
Wait a minute. Go back to that one sentence. You said that every item at one point hits a low point in price.
Correct.
It just but you have to know when that is.
You have to know when it is.
And you know when it is by going to grocerygame.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your website?
Oh, no. I'm just a subscriber.
You just found it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to the grocerygame.com and you type in shampoo.
Actually, what you do is you log in and you pick your stores. And like I said, I use Jewel and Walgreens. You go in there and it'll give you a whole list of everything that is at its lowest point for that week. And there's hundreds of things, you know. You just click what you want to buy, print your list. It tells you where those coupons are in the paper. Because I'm not a mad coupon clipper, believe it or not. I get my paper, I throw the coupons in a folder, and I don't touch them again.
All right, wait a minute. So you go to the website that tells you where to get the coupons, then you cut the coupons out, then you take them
to
your stores.
And I go to the store, exactly.
They got to have the coupons.
Yes, from the newspaper.
Yeah.
And also, if they're on the internet, there's a lot of printable coupons. This will link you to those, too.
Yeah, that would be easier, wouldn't it?
Well, it's very easy.
Yeah, it'd be easier to have the printable coupons than it is to go get the newspaper and cut them out.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is.
But, of course, you have to make a little effort to make all that fit under the banner of $65 a week.
You know what? It only takes me half an hour.
I got a sandwich at Albon yesterday. It cost me
$21. That's the thing.
I'm telling you, I think someone's ripping me off. I think it's Esmeralda, too, to be honest with you. All right, so wait a minute. So 65 bucks a week, you're talking food and razors
everything,
and shampoo. And
everything.
You have five. Now, do your kids each get one bite of food?
No, we eat very well.
Really?
We eat the same things everybody eats.
What'd you eat last night, Ms. Cataldo?
Actually, last night I had a birthday party for my son.
Mm-hmm.
We grilled out. We had hot dogs, burgers, pop. Everything, and almost all of it was free.
No kidding.
Yes.
When you say it was all free,
it was all free.
How was it free?
Well, the site will track. Like, say, Jewel had a special on Ballpark Frank hot dogs. If you bought two of those, you got the buns free.
Yeah.
Well, then there's other discounts at the store that you can use a coupon against. So I got the hot dogs for free and the buns for free. The pop was free at Dominick's. This is how the deals go, okay? The deal at Dominick's a couple weeks ago was this. If you bought two 12-packs of pop, like Coke products, you got two more 12-packs free, plus a case of water, 24 packs of water.
You are smart.
Well, here's the other thing with that.
Yeah.
If you bought six Hallmark cards, you got two 12-packs of pop for free. So now you bought six cards for 99 cents, because I buy the cheapest, and I got four cases of pop and a case of water for $6.
Well, you are the smartest woman I've ever talked to.
Well, thank you.
Wait a minute, because I'm thinking to myself, all right, family, you see this, and you go, all right, she's embellishing, she's exaggerating.
No, really, I'm truly not, and they actually have a bunch of my receipts. They printed them in the paper.
$5.65 with a family of five, food, and all that other stuff included.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this every single week.
I do it every week.
When did you always do this, or
no,
did you decide now?
No, I started doing it in 2006, in September 2006. We found out we were going to have another baby and just kind of decided, you know what, it's really time to save money. And you hear all those people saying they're getting groceries hundreds of dollars for pennies. And I thought, I want to be, you know, one of those people.
Well, I've never heard of people like that getting groceries for pennies.
Don't you ever see them, like, on some of the morning news and stuff? You see that?
Yeah, they'll do those stories.
stories from time to time.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thrifty shopper.
Yeah, but those, right. But I have to tell you, every time I've seen one of those stories, Jill, I see them and I go, well, yeah, but they're eating like, you know, soy grain oatmeal and some like powdered rice. You know what I mean? It always looks horrible to me. It's like, yeah, this family of five ate these powdered beans yesterday for only 1 cent. And you go, well, that's great, but I'd like a real steak once in a while. But you're saying you had a steak, you had chicken, you've had hot dogs.
Anything you can get very inexpensively, but you have to buy it when it's cheap. I mean, I have a freezer obviously now to buy stuff because this month the stores have cycles too. It's like because we're going into grilling season, so meats will be cheap now for the next couple months.
Now I hear meats are going up.
But the sales will be going.
Yeah, the price of meat is going up, and you know why the price of meat is going up?
Corn.
Because the corn, the feed for the animals is going up, so they got to compensate. That's how it's going to work.
Sure.
So your meat in your freezer is going to be worth a lot of money.
Yes, that's right.
Wait. So that's another tip then, Jill. Another tip is not only do you go to that grocerygame.com, but then you go and you get those coupons, but then you get a big freezer and you stock it up.
Well, they paid me to take the freezer, too.
Who did?
Jewel.
I ought to slap. Are you making this up?
No, I'm not.
Why would they take you to take a freezer?
Well, once a year in February, because that's frozen food time,
right. They
have a deal where if you buy they buy the freezer, it's $150. They give you $150 worth of food coupons for free.
Oh,
so essentially, you're either buying the food and getting the freezer free or vice versa. Here's the best tip for you guys, for your listeners, even if you have nothing to do with this website. Whenever you get a coupon for something that says one free box of ice cream bars or whatever it is, most people will take that and run to the store and go get their ice cream. Yeah. I don't. I sit on that and wait till it almost expires and wait for it to go buy one, get one free, and then I get two for free.
You are the smartest woman I know. I repeat, that's cool. Your husband must be very proud of you.
He is very proud, yes.
That's right. You're not out there throwing money away on jewels. You're buying wieners and you're buying
meat. That's right. I'm feeding the family.
That's right. Family of five for $65 a week. Once again, if you just joined us, Jill is just a person in the audience who was mentioned about how she's saving money in this crazy time, this crazy economy. And you're not like pumping any of these. You're not pumping this website or you're not pumping Jewel or this or that.
No, really, it's just that, and anybody can do this. The website is what works for me. There's a lot of, the sometimes it's called me a coupon queen, and that's funny and flattering.
Coupon queen.
Yeah, the coupon queen. But the thing is, I don't have to put a whole lot of time into this. Some coupon queens will sit there and match their coupons from the paper to the flyers and try to figure it out. This just spells it all out for you. It is so easy.
Well,
you look
you
at
are.
It, print it, go.
Hey, Jill, what if you do like a UBR, like a economic reporter?
I can be the economic reporter.
Yeah, tell us what's cheap on the show. Every week you'll come on and you'll just tell us. Okay,
I can do that. Do you want to know what's cheap this week, Johnny?
Here's Jill Cataldo now with what's cheap this week in the grocery store to save you money. Here's Jill. Go ahead, Jill.
Thank you. Well, organic milk at Jewel, Johnny, is cheap this week. Normally, organic milk for a half gallon, you pay over $4. That's a lot, and that's what I buy for my kids, organic. It's on sale this week at Jewel for $3. But if you log into Jewel's website, they have more discounts just by looking at the webpage with your preferred card. That will make the milk $1.50. Half price. Then, if you go to the milk's website, which is also on there, print a 50-cent coupon. Now you're getting your organic milk for $1 a half gallon. That's cheap.
What website did you say?
The Jewel website?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. Jewel has additional discounts. They're web only, and that website is avenue.jewelosco.com. They spell it wrong. Avenue without an E on the end. AVENU.
That is the tip of the week. It's the organic milk. What else? What's the lowest thing we can get right now?
You could go get free deodorants at CVS.
Free deodorant at CVS.
They're Brute, the essence of man.
Yeah, Brute. Yeah. Brute deodorant?
Brute deodorant.
No wonder it's free.
Yeah, there you go. See, well, you asked.
But you know what? In these times, in these hard economic times, a man has got to take the smell that he can be given to him cheaply.
That's right. And if you're not brand specific, then you can really score. Because
that's exactly right.
Between CVS and Walgreens, all that personal care stuff is always free.
Any other tips today, Jill?
Trying to see.
Right now, free deodorant. Well, I put you on the spot. I've given you a new show, and you haven't had time to prepare for it. But from now on, you are now our economic reporter in these harsh, harsh, horrible times.
Okay.
Jeez.
You will get through this together. Together, we shall get through it.
Oh, my God.
Together, you will make us, we will get through this hard depression. What is it, Mary?
With free deodorant. I want to know if Jill is for hire. If I will, with the money that she saves for me, doing my shopping, I will pay her to do it.
Listen to that. Jill, there's a business. Mary, you're right. There's a business here in this.
Doesn't that kind of negate the whole point of saving the money, though?
That's right. She doesn't want to save any money.
That's not true. I mean, if she's going to, let's say she normally spends $300 a week, you can get it down to $150. She can split the difference with you then.
Yep.
Well,
and she still saves a lot of money.
That's right. Of course, I'm going to take $50 of it for putting you guys together.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I think it's a good idea, man. You're very good at this. I mean, and you know what else I like about you, Jill? You got, like, you're enthusiastic about getting these deals. You're not like,
oh, I love it.
I've got to go out. I got to buy cheap weenies.
Oh, no, no. It's like, what can I get free this week? So I bought more cereal this week, Johnny.
What kind of cereal?
Cheerios.
See, it's not, that's what I'm saying. You can buy good cereal. You don't have to buy like crappy no-name cereal, right?
No, there's no generics. This is all name brands. This is everything everyone else is paying full price for. I'm not.
I hate generics.
No, I hate generics too.
I don't like looking at them. You know, you see like a generic aspirin. I know it's probably the same as, I'm not taking it. I like labels. I like fashion. I like to look at it.
Fashionable aspirin?
That's right. I like things to be shiny. I don't like anything that has nothing on it. You know what I mean, right? You're very good. So right now we can get some free brute deodorant at CVS. We can get some Cheerios, some organic milk. It's all free. You can go to you don't have to, we're not pumping one website, are we?
Not necessarily, no. If they want to do this the way that I do, I use Grocery Game simply because I don't have time. Like most people, I have three children. I don't want to sit there and have to page through all the flyers and figure out what's on sale and what coupons goes with what. They just tell you.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
So that's GroceryGame.com if you want to go there. But we don't need them anymore. We just have you, Jill. So next report, you get a report together and you let us know when. Hold on 1 second. You're okay. Very smart. I like you.
Thank you, Donnie.
All right, baby.
All right, pal.
Yes, sweetie. Hey, I called our boss Tisa baby the other day. Did I tell you that? I don't know. I made such a, what a stupid thing to say to a highly...